Welcome to the Muscle Building Over 40 podcast. Are you ready to, or have you already taken a lifestyle-changing choice? Great, you're not alone. This podcast is here to help you. Remember, age is just a number. And now, here's your host, all the way from London, England, Kevin Redman.
Yeah, hi everybody. This is Kevin again, Muscle Building Over 40. And before we start, I'd just like to wish you all a happy Christmas and a peaceful new year. And all the people who have experienced heartbreak and pain in their life in the last year, just like to wish them some peace now. And hopefully the new year will bring new pleasures and new goals for you. Right, so before we start, I'd just like to tell you that I've got a new Google Plus page. It's called Muscle Build Another 40. A bit shocking, I know, but it's called Muscle Build Another 40. So if you're on Google, put that in and give me a... Is it a like in Google? I'm not sure. But anyway, give me a like or whatever they give you in Google. And I'm still on Facebook, Muscle Build Another 40. Just search for me. And give me a like on there if you're on Facebook. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter, at Muscle Over 40. There's a theme coming there, isn't there? And if not, Pinterest. Have a look on Pinterest. I'm on there as well. I'm also on LinkedIn, so I'm on loads of places anyway. But anyway, so today's episode is about tapping. Now, I know you're thinking, what is tapping? That's what I thought. But so I thought, well, the best thing to do is to find somebody who knows something about it, because I know nothing about it at all. And I've spoken to somebody, I've got an interview with somebody, his name's called Brad Yates, and he's a really interesting guy, and he will explain everything to you. So I will see you the other side of this interview, and I hope you like the interview, and I'll see you the other side. Bye for now. Right, hello everyone, and here's the interview which I promised. It's with Brad Yates. He's a personal development consultant, and this will be interesting for me as well, because it's something which I'm not an expert about. So let me just say hello to him and let him introduce himself to you.
Hello, Kevin. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine, Brad. How are you?
I'm doing great today, thanks.
And where do you live, by the way?
I'm in Sacramento, California.
Sacramento. Is it, what's it like over there at the moment?
It's chilly, but probably nothing compared to London.
That is true, yeah, London is very chilly, yeah, at the moment, yeah, two heaters on. But just tell me a little bit about yourself, and just tell me how will people get in contact with you if they want to get in contact with you after this interview?
Okay, well, they can find me at bradyates.net or tap2succeed.com, which may be easier to remember. So if you want to have success, you know, with your physical exercise or your business or whatever it might be, you tap to succeed.
Okay, sounds good. All these will be on the show notes at the end of it, so if you didn't get it, just look on the show notes and it'll be there. So just tell me a little bit about how what you do will help people come to visit my site, you know.
Mm-hmm. So I specialize in a process called tapping. It's also known as EFT, which is short for Emotional Freedom Technique. And this is a process based on acupuncture. So for thousands of years in Chinese medicine, they've said there's a flow of energy through the body along pathways called meridians. And when this energy is flowing naturally, we experience our natural state of well-being, physically and emotionally. And when that energy gets stuck, we experience discomfort, either physical or emotional. So in acupuncture, a doctor would stick needles in points along these pathways to stimulate the natural flow of energy so that you would feel better again. And it was discovered by Dr. Roger Callahan that by tapping on these points, you could also stimulate that and clear out uncomfortable emotions as well. Fear, doubt, anxiety, stress, sadness, anger. You know, the stuff that when we're feeling these emotions, our body gets, you know, really tense. And we can clear that out and get back to our natural state of health and well-being. So in terms of, you know, physical fitness and exercise, you know, those emotions can come up very subtly when we're looking at, you know, exercise. And it's like, oh, I just don't feel like it. And what's really going on is there's something in the energy saying, yeah, you know, that's not going to be what I want to do, even though it's what would support our goals. So with this tapping process, we can also clear out those emotions that stop us from doing the exercise that part of us really wants to do.
Okay, and how long have you been doing it? How did you find out about this?
I'd actually been an actor. As I said, I lived in London studying acting.
Oh, okay.
So while I was trying to become a movie star, my wife was pregnant with our first child, and I thought, oh, I should have a backup career. So I trained as a hypnotherapist, and I was doing hypnotherapy for a little while, and then decided to go full-time with that because I really loved it, working with people with their power of their mind to create the life they want and be more successful in different areas of life. And then I was told by some other hypnotherapists about this tapping process. And so I went and learned EFT, and I just fell in love with it because it's such a powerful technique that, you know, really puts this technique at your own fingertips so that anybody can do this tapping to clear out stress. And I just started to make that more the focus of my work.
Okay, that sounds good. Would you do the same techniques for somebody who's under 40 to somebody who's over 40? Is it similar?
You know, the basic tapping I would do with anybody at any age. With certain people, it helps to tap on them, like infants, but who can't do the tapping themselves. But it's a process that, you know, I've taught to kids, and I've worked with people in much later years as well. And, you know, just depending, the wording that we use then would depend on the person's own situation, their own experience, and so the wording would change depending on what age they were and their own background.
Okay, now it sounds really interesting. So if someone comes to your website, then how would they? What was the first thing you should say they would notice about your website?
Well, the first thing they might try is one of the links to my videos. I have at this point over 300 videos on YouTube, and.
Just about, and I've looked at some of the videos, and I'm gonna, you know, over the weekend I'll be having a look at some. Something completely new to me. That's why I'm a bit, you know, I can't really ask a lot of questions, but I'm interested in your answers. So you continue. So
yeah, it's fine. I have them on all kinds of subjects, including different ones on taking better care of your body, on feeling more motivated to exercise. You know, it's all these things that come up in life that cause us to feel stress. You know, and there have been recent studies showing that this tapping process, where we tap on different points on the face and the torso, is one of the fastest, simplest ways of doing stress relief. When we get stressed out, there's a stress hormone called cortisol that gets released into the body. And there's a recent study done where participants showed an average of 24% reduction in cortisol levels just from doing the tapping.
Okay, and and how would people, you know, like if they wanted to do it, can you do it one to one, or how would they get, you know, do it if they don't live in different countries?
On our website are simple instructions on the basics of how to do it.
Okay, this is good.
And you know, anybody can. You can just learn the tapping and see the tapping points. As I said, there's over 300 videos on YouTube that people can just follow along. You just tap along with that. And then also on my site, I have a number of different products, recordings, and things like that on different issues that people can follow along. And as they learn how to do it, as they tap along, they'll start to learn how to do it for themselves. And it can, you know, I look at it as a daily process, just like, you know, brushing your teeth or taking a shower. It's, you know, for a good proper physical hygiene, I look at tapping as energy hygiene, because stress comes up and you want to clear that out, otherwise it builds up.
Right, that's interesting. I don't mind if you ask, but say I came along or I wanted to do it, could you just run me through how would you look after somebody like me?
Look at what it was in particular that you wanted to work on.
Right.
So, you know, if you came and said, "Hey, you know what? I want to get in better shape, but you know, I just find that when it's time to exercise, you know, I just rather sit and watch TV." Then we would say, "Okay." I'd ask you, "Okay, when you think about exercise on a scale of 0 to 10, how excited do you feel about it?"
And I would say it depends on the day.
So then we'd say, okay, so what are the different things that come up when you think about exercise? It's like, oh, you know, I'm too tired, or...
It's funny, when I think about exercise, when I'm going, I'm kind of, how can I put it? I'm looking forward to it, but I'm more looking forward to finishing it. When I'm in the exercise, when I'm in the exercise and I'm enjoying it, but when I've finished, and that's when I get the biggest buzz. So I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's the getting started that's always the hardest. That's why, you know, a lot of physical fitness experts will say, you know, just commit to doing 30 seconds on the treadmill, knowing that as long as you get on there for 30 seconds, you're probably going to be on there for at least 10 minutes. once you get on there, but it's that getting started, and there's resistance that comes up, but we may not be able to name what it is. So we would find out, you know, I'd say, okay, how much resistance are you feeling? And you might say, okay, well, you know, it's a good 6 or 7. Where in your body are you feeling it? Just all over. And what kind of thoughts are coming up? And then we'd start to look at the different thoughts. And a lot of times, what actually happens with this is there may be a fear of getting in better shape. There are, you know, maybe a fear of, you know, if I do it, then I'll have to keep doing it, and I'll be stuck in this routine. I've had people say, well, you know what, this is after we've done the tapping, because very often we're blocked from what it is, we just don't feel like it. As we do the tapping, it's sort of like peeling the layers of the onion, and we're clearing stress and clearing fear, and we can get down to what might be at the root. I've had people say, wow, if I exercised and lost weight, I'd be more attractive to the opposite sex, and yep, I'd be tempted to cheat on my spouse. Totally unconscious stuff. They're just, in the everyday world, they're just thinking, I just don't feel like exercise. And what's going on is that underneath all of that is this thought of, it would really ruin my life if I were in better shape.
Yes. That's one way of putting it, yeah.
So when we're sitting there just thinking, yeah, I just don't feel like working out, there's a lot of stuff going on underneath that.
No, it's true. I mean, like, even today when, you know, the weather was cold and I thought, oh, can I go to the gym? But, you know, you kind of say, right, you're going to go. So, you know, it's little things like that. But no, I agree. If somebody came to your website and it was, like, completely ignorant, is it easy to navigate?
I like to think so.
I know you're not going to say anything else, but I'm just, you know, because, like me, I was
going to... that you've ever seen in your life, Kevin.
Is it, but I'm trying to put it nicely, but yeah. is it in layman's language then? You know, do you need a medical certificate?
I try to make it simple, and again, on the videos, it's very easy to follow along. You know, if you've got at least a third grade education, you can probably follow most of my videos. And I'm not big into the scientific terminology, you know. I said cortisol. That's like the biggest word you're going to hear me use.
Well, that's a problem with a lot of these things is that, you know, they think we're all doctors or something.
Yeah. No, I use simple terms, and I like to use humor. You know, among my background is I graduated from Ringling Brothers Clown College, so I try to make it as fun a process as possible.
Okay. Now, and just a couple more questions. Finish off. So would you say that somebody who came to my site, because obviously they're either into exercise or they're looking to get into exercise, would you say it would be a great help for them to go over to your site?
Yeah, I believe that, as I said, I think tapping is a great daily exercise anyway, just for clearing stress. But certainly anyone who's interested in exercise, depending on, you know, whatever your goals may be, and I have different programs just on eating healthier and trying to take better care of your body, to did a program with a personal trainer on called Body Beyond Belief, and really, you know, that could be beneficial to people who are bodybuilders, you know, and so clearing the resistance to whatever your goals might be.
That sounds really good. And just the last question, Just give me the name of the site again, and do you have a contact, or can people contact you on the site, or do you have a contact form?
Yeah, I have there's a contact form on the website, Brad Yates, BradYates.net, or tap to succeed, TAPTOSUCCEED.com.
Sounds really good, and it's been a really interesting interview, and like I said, I've learned some things I didn't know before, and I will be heading over there once I finish this. It's been really good, and you know, I'd just like to thank you for taking a few minutes out to talk to me and, you know, inform my visitors and listeners.
Well, thank you, Kevin. I appreciate the opportunity to share this work.
Thanks a lot, and I'll just say goodbye, and you know, good luck in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you, and bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. Spread the word. Age is just a number. Remember to like the show on iTunes or wherever you got it from. Got Twitter? We're at MuscleOver40. And we're on Pinterest, too, at MuscleBuildingOver40. Remember, watch out for a new show coming soon.